Hey, everybody. We are in front of the mic with the Beyond the Books podcast brought to you by accountingdepartment.com. I'm your host, Kevin Dry, and today we're joined by Mike, our content manager here at ADC. And Mike, how are you doing today?
I'm back again, Kevin. Doing good. Thanks again for having me on. Excited to get started today.
Definitely good to have a nice regular guest, someone that someone that's really good at these things and knows a lot about ADC. So great to have you back on. So Mike, I don't know if you've looked outside lately, but it's starting to get warm out there. So we
Yes.
know,
Yeah.
yeah, summer is just around the corner. So we wanted to talk about, look into what to expect during an ADC summer. So normally we start these things off with a typical tell us about yourself. Mike, you've been on here before, so just if you could briefly just let the listeners know who you are, reintroduce yourself.
Yeah, sure. So I am the content manager here at accountingdepartment.com. I handle a lot of the forward-facing content that goes out. And I've been here for a little over 3 years now and, having a great time.
Yeah. All right, awesome. Yeah, we love what you do. You make some good content. Definitely put a personality with our brand and everything. So we appreciate that. Now, as ADC employees, I think you and I can both agree that compressed work weeks are awesome, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. You can't beat it.
So for those who don't know, what are compressed work weeks exactly?
So basically, a compressed work week at accountingdepartment.com is basically people have a half day on Friday. Simple as that. They can make up the 4 additional hours throughout the week through Monday to Thursday. Or even Friday morning. But basically what happens is the company closes at noon on Fridays. And, it's a super awesome perk that allows people to get a jump start on their weekend, jump start going to the beach or going to a game or something like that. But it's unique because our clients are actually still getting the same amount of hours that they're supposed to be getting on a week by week basis. We're just cutting out a little early on Fridays. So the compressed work weeks are definitely an awesome thing here at accountingdepartment.com. And when I got hired 3 or so years ago and I heard about the compressed work weeks, I couldn't have been happier. It was so cool. I take advantage of it as much as I can.
Oh yeah, me too. Yeah, I've been here a couple years, and as soon as I heard about it, I was like, "Oh, that's a real thing! Like, that's awesome." So,
It's almost like too good to be true. It's one of those things where it's like, wait, I can do this every week during the summer and whatnot. It's awesome.
Oh yeah, definitely agree. So, what would you say are some of the benefits to both companies and employees exploring a compressed work week?
So I think a general term that kind of a compressed work week falls underneath of is work-life balance. And with work-life balance comes better employee retention, higher morale, a good recruiting perk for when we're looking for new talent to bring in the door here at ADC. And it basically gives people another level of flexibility. Now, we really preach flexibility and a flexible workplace here at accountingdepartment.com. Everybody has a different situation. Everybody has different things going on in their lives. So giving people that extra 4 hours that they might not usually have on a Friday, it kind of opens up the doors for them to schedule things or take care of things or just go outside or enjoy whatever they enjoy. And it just really, encapsulates that flexibility and that work-life balance aspect that we're so big on here.
Yeah, definitely. I think it does a really good job. I mean, it's in the name work-life balance, focusing on the life part. Like a lot of that life part happens on the weekends. Why not start a little early? So,
Absolutely.
yeah, it definitely, can bring families closer together too. Like I know a lot of times, if I have that extra couple hours on a Friday afternoon, I might go get my 3-year-old and we'll go get some ice cream and it'll just be like me and him for an hour. It's nice. So
Oh, yeah.
lots of good things happen there. Now, those Friday afternoons off are huge. So, we can do a lot of different things with that time. Now you had discussed the ADC Summer Challenge in an earlier episode. I know a lot of us internally here know what it means, but for everyone else, can we remind everybody exactly what the Summer Challenge is?
Yeah, so the ADC Summer Challenge is another big thing that happens every summer here. And the Summer Challenge initially started with one of our co-founders, Dennis Najjar. He created a walk to work challenge where he would actually walk to work, and it was a certain distance each way. And he encouraged people to walk the same distance every day throughout a summer. And there was a prize at the end and whatnot. But then we really kind of expanded upon that as time went on, as the company grew, and it turned into a big platform that we use called Racery. And the Racery platform is fantastic. And what it does is it allows our teams to log these miles all summer long and take a trip around wherever in the world. So from the start, we break the company out into teams, and teams get divided based off of your projected mileage and things like that. And then we have all these activities throughout the year, throughout the summer, that will translate into miles. So it's not necessarily going out and running or walking 5 miles. It could be lifting weights, playing soccer, chasing the kids around at the playground, kayaking, any kind of physical activity that you are doing will have some sort of equation that turns it into miles. So from Memorial Day to Labor Day, all the teams, everybody out there that's participating, is accumulating these miles until we get to the end. Now, the unique thing that the Racery platform brings to this is that, one, it allows us to track the miles. So you can go on the Racery app on your phone, or you can go on the computer. You can log whatever your activity is. It kicks out your mileage, attaches it to your team. And we have a whole leaderboard that we like to present in our staff calls throughout the summer. But then we also have a route. So you're kind of going somewhere while you're doing this. Last year, it was a pretty cool one. We did the wine valleys in France, or wine regions in France. And as you're going through the route, it is showing you pictures of like these different chateaus and stuff like that in France. So like, it's not just putting in mileage and that's it. You get this whole experience. And when we go in our staff calls and we're sharing where everybody is, you know, you're seeing these different locations on the map that people are at. We've done places like Brazil, Australia. I think there was an Italy one a few years back. We've been around the United States. So there's been a lot of cool places, and Racery kind of gives us that additional experience to just going out and running every day and logging it somewhere on an Excel sheet, which is the old way of doing it. So, you know, Summer Challenges is a cool way to bring people together and get people active in whatever they do. And, you know, at the same time, it brings parts of the company together that you might not usually interact with. So there are people within this company that I don't typically interact with on a day-to-day basis, but when we're on the same team, you know, we're encouraging each other. We're talking in the Zoom chat rooms for the teams and whatnot. So it does a lot of things as far as getting people active through the summer. And, you know, it gets you talking with other people, meeting other people within the company.
Amazing. Yeah. I love that we do the Summer Challenge, and I did it for the first time last year, and I know it, you know, I love that I could, you know, put things down like chasing the kids around. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't, you know, these little arms are not going to lift a lot of weights. So, so, you know, it helps that, you know, other things count, like yard work. And I remember I painted like a whole bunch of rooms for about 9 hours one day. I got a lot of points in Racery for that. So
yeah, that was a big one. Yard work was a big one for me last year, because it would take me about 3 hours on the weekend to cut my lawn. And I would do it the hard way. I would use a walk behind so I can get those miles. And down in the Florida heat, cutting the lawn for 3 hours in the summer is a tough one, but it was helping the team, you know?
There you go. Yeah. Anything for the team. So, yeah. So ultimately, you know, we are a company who aspires to be a company that practices what they preach. We want everyone to have that really great work-life balance. And these are some prime examples of that we're about to talk about. So I know with my, you know, compressed work week, when I have those Friday afternoons off in the summer, I know I'm a parent of 2 young children, so I don't get a lot of Kevin time. So, you know, it's great to just call that my time. I can do what I want with it for a few hours. So I can do a few different things. You know, I might do some yard work, you know, get log those racery points. But also that does free up more time on the weekend where, hey, dad doesn't have to cut the yard for 2 hours. I can go play with the kids instead. So really brings the family closer in that respect. Also, I can grab lunch and not have to share my fries with anybody. That's awesome. That's rare.
That is rare, right?
And then also, like, if it's raining, you know, I can take the nap. So if anybody doesn't know what the nap is, it's the house is quiet. You hear that pitter patter on the rooftops. You have a nice blanket. And then you cut on that ceiling fan for some razzle dazzle. So a lot of different things that I like to do during my compressed work week. What are some things that help you have a great work-life balance?
Yeah, so I mean, in the summer, I do get into the habit of, at noon on Fridays, when I'm done work, I would go cut the grass because it wouldn't cut into my weekend. And now that we live closer to the beach, my fiance and I have the same compressed work week schedule in the summer now, it's going to turn into just going to the beach and enjoying the afternoon, you know, things like that. But at the same time too, in the past, I've used it in ways such as going to the racetrack. A lot of time I race cars outside of work on the weekends, and a lot of times these tracks are far away. So if I can, you know, save a few hours in the day and get on the road quicker to get to the track, that is fantastic. I've definitely taken advantage of that in that sense. But I mean, it's just like knowing in the back of my mind that if I have something that comes up, now I don't have kids, so, you know, I don't have the school stuff and things like that, the sports, but knowing that if something comes up, you know, I know that the flexibility is there in the back of my mind that I can go do what I need to do. And, you know, even outside of the compressed work week, accountingdepartment.com is really good with that. You know, just go take care of what you got to take care of. You know, work is here for when you get back. And just having one, it's something to look forward to, that compressed work week every summer. So, you know, once summer comes around, it's just like, all right, I'm ready for that compressed work week. I'm ready to cut out early on Fridays and go enjoy a nice summer day. And, you know, it's just really awesome overall. You know, take advantage of it as much as I can. You know, it's there for our staff to use. And, you know, we don't want anybody to feel bad about leaving work early on a Friday. You know, I feel like the mold that you have to break with some people coming from their previous employers is like that guilt with leaving work. And with us, it's like Friday hits in the summer and like, go have fun, go enjoy yourself.
Exactly. And, you know, and you're at a time in life right now where you can, you know, those passions, like, do it, like, you know, go to the racetrack, race as much as you can. Like, you know, it's life short, you know, it's great that we have those Friday afternoons. So,
oh, yeah, for sure.
So what steps can businesses take today in improving employee work-life balance and boosting morale like that of an ADC summer?
So first thing I would do is explore and research if implementing a compressed work week or a hybrid work week of sorts is an option for your business. I get it. Not every business has the opportunity to be that flexible. But if there is something you can make work to give your employees that little bit of extra time here and there, and that little bit of extra flexibility, it could certainly pay off in the end. Next, I would say to listen. I mean, listen how employees like to spend their time when they aren't working. Be open to them exploring their interests and hobbies, and it'll honestly contribute to their overall happiness. I remember when I first got hired here, it was the first Friday after getting hired, at the end of my first week. And I got a text from our co-founder, Bill Gerber, and he texted me and said, be careful with the track next weekend. We need you on Monday. So, you know, just listening to what they're interested in and, you know, even just something like that, it was pretty funny at the time. Next, I would say is to practice what you preach. You know, deliver on those promises that you make to your staff and make sure that they are practical for you conducting or continuing to conduct your business. So, you know, if you want to say we have a good work-life balance here, have it. You know, if we want to say we are flexible here, be flexible. Don't make those promises and not deliver to your staff, because ultimately it will hurt you in the end. And then the last thing I would say is to make it fun. You know, we look forward to summer so much here at accountingdepartment.com because we do so many fun things, and we do fun things throughout the entire year. Honestly, it's not just the summer, but the summer has like that special feel, you know, the weather's nice, everything's good, but explore things like the summer challenge. Check out the Racery platform, and Henry over there at Racery. They've been amazing to us over the last few years. And, you know, they just, their platform is so dialed in and basically perfected at this point that it works seamlessly for any kind of races or things like that that you're doing internally. So explore things like that. Summer challenges, fun contests, any other company gatherings, you know. And I feel like we kind of set an example as far as executing that well, because our company is 100% remote. We are all around the United States. And the fact that we can have a bingo night and have a very large percentage of our staff show up on a Tuesday night for a virtual bingo night really says a lot, because, you know, we do these cool things. And, you know, because a lot of people here love ADC, you know, we get the turnout, you know, it's like they want to come. I wanted to go to bingo night on a Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. You know what I mean? So just make it fun. You know, that's pretty much the extent of it. You know, work, summer should be fun. And, you know, if you can make it fun for your staff while still getting work done, it'll all pay off in the end.
Definitely. Yeah, I agree with all of that. So, you know, with that, you know, and also this was a fun episode. So with that, we're going to wrap up today's episode of the Beyond the Books podcast, brought to you by accountingdepartment.com. Again, thank you so much, Mike, for joining us today and giving us a better look into what to expect in an ADC summer.
Yeah, definitely. Hopefully I'm back again soon.
All right. Sounds good. So everybody else, remember to subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube, and drop a review to help us start climbing these podcast ranks. Once again, we appreciate you guys. I'm Kevin Dry, and we will ADC you later.